USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first known case of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States has been detected in San Francisco, California. Dr. Grant Colfax is the Director of Health for the City and County of San Francisco.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Anthony Fauci Wednesday from the White House lectern.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative.
After losing in the Supreme Court, the Biden administration was told to reach a deal with Mexico to restart the President Trump-era Remain in Mexico program. That program has now been reapproved by Mexico. An announcement for the two governments is expected Thursday. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange Juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with the sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
As President Biden keeps pushing vaccine mandates on the American people, the biggest complaint from lawmakers in Washington is that he did not go through Congress and was just one guy with a pen forcing the mandate on Americans. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says without the number of Republicans in both houses, defunding the government might be the wake-up call for the Biden administration to pay attention.
The premise is, why should we fund a government that pays people not to work, that won't secure our border, that's given us a 31-year high inflation rate, and then attacks our most fundamental liberties with an unconstitutional vaccine mandate? A vaccine mandate, by the way, that I think now three different times the courts have said is wrong. So that's sort of the premise of it all. And this mandate is the most sort of fundamental First Amendment liberty, basic liberty thing we can point to. So that's why I think the letter was sent to Senator McConnell. We'll see what the Senate does. I know a lot of senators agree with us. We'll see how it all shakes out.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After President Biden assured America the supply chain crisis was going to end when he got one of the shipping ports in California to run operations 24/7, the president on Wednesday has changed his tune and says only Santa Claus can make deliveries on time.
If you watch the news recently, you might think the shelves in all our stores are empty across the country, that parents won't be able to get presents for their children on holidays this holiday season. But here's the deal. For the vast majority of the country, that's not what's happening. I've also spoken with the CEOs of UPS and FedEx, which are on track to deliver more packages than ever. Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise.
Another crisis on President Biden's plate is the growing violence in American cities. Since some lawmakers continue to push the defund the police movement and demand for justice reform, the side effect is empowering criminal behavior. Indianapolis Federation of Police President Rick Snyder on Fox News tells us what he's seeing on his streets.
Yeah, what we're consistently reminded of is that our officers are doing their jobs, but it's a broken revolving door of criminal justice on the backside of that process that's really contributing to this, especially as it relates to repeat violent offenders. And so what we're consistently seeing and hearing from our American law enforcement officers is that until we close that door, none of this is really going to improve.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.